our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What an amazing weekend in the world of athletics. This is Art Chansky with Monday's Sports Notebook. Normally, you would think of Easter weekend as a slow news cycle, considering it's the annual celebration of the Lord and Savior of many folks. If you had seen me consume food and beverage over the weekend, you would know I obviously did not have Lent on my calendar. Anyway, I digress. While we were feasting or fasting, James Michael McAdoo, Reggie Bullock, and P.J. Histon, along with Marcus Page, all decided to turn pro and forego the rest of their college careers. Roy Williams didn't have a chance to talk them out of it because he fainted on his sofa as opposed to the sideline. Then during spring football practice, Bryn Renner pulled a hamstring while pulling the cord on the imaginary lawnmower he uses in the bench area after touchdowns. Larry Fedora wasn't amused and penalized Renner by making him actually cut the grass at Keenan Stadium until he lost his mowing fetish. Sylvia Hatchell was still so miffed over getting jobbed by the NCAA selection committee that sent her team to play a road game at Delaware that she retracted the scholarship offer she made to Elena Delladonna 9 years ago. Sylvia said she never wants a 6'5 ball hog who is a leading scorer, rebounder, and assist maker because that isn't the Carolina way, whatever that is these days. Meanwhile, Mike Fox informed the College World Series that he would not be taking his top-ranked Tar Heels to Omaha unless they could keep playing until they won the dadgum thing, even if it made Williams miss the first day of basketball practice. Old Roy agreed as long as they didn't run out of his favorite milkshakes. And finally, Chapel Hill High basketball coach Todd Morgan hired Isaiah Hicks as a volunteer assistant because he could not bear the thought of starting another season without the 6'9 Hicks standing in his way. Hicks accepted the job as long as Morgan agreed to wear a Carolina Blue Oxford Webb jersey while cheering him and his beloved Tar Heels on next season. And it couldn't have been the last 3 days of March unless Butch Davis was offered 4 NFL and 3 college head coaching jobs, but turned them all down to continue getting paid by UNC for not coaching the Tampa Bay Bucks. Guess I fooled you, right? This is Art Chansky. See ya.